this isn't about whether you've been a good or a bad boy. This is about the principle of our system as saying you're innocent until proven guilty rather than guilty until proven innocent. Robin in Swanage joins us on the phones. Robin, thank you very much for your call. And I know you believe we're trying to speed up the justice system too much. Good
yes.
morning.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree exactly what Sarah said. And it puts people under enormous pressure if they're innocent, because, say, you get adverse publicity in the papers. For instance, if you're suspected of a serious offence, your name, what your profession, goes all over the whole country, if not the whole world. And you risk losing a job, getting attacked by vigilantes. And I think people shouldn't be under pressure like that to admit to an offence.
Has the legal system caught up almost with technology? Because the other thing, of course, with the internet and Facebook and Twitter and so on, is that something can be said about someone who's accused before they've even gone to court. I know we've had conversations in the last few weeks about the situation in Bristol, for example, but I mean, you know, we are in a world now where, you know, the line between contempt of court, libel and fair play, I mean, we're losing the plot, aren't we, in some cases, do you think?
I agree, yes.
Yeah, fascinating. Robin, I asked the question, is quick justice rough justice? That's our sort of question today. What would you say to that?
It is rough justice, yes.
Robin, thank you very much indeed for your call and your comment. Had many of you thinking this interestingly today on the emails, the texts, and so on, which is a rather sad indictment, isn't it, of our legal system, if people are feeling about this. And also people are embarrassed to say it, maybe ringing in not wanting to go on air, because we feel that if we say something it implies that then we've done something wrong because we feel it, which of course is even more worrying. We live in a world where people are frightened to even say what they think. Bill in Havant, joining us now. Morning, Bill.
Morning to you, Rob.
What do you think, mate?
Well, as I said to you chap I was speaking to, anybody thinks there is such a thing as true justice, we're talking about true justice, not what's dished out by these so-called magistrates, etc. You live in cloud cuckoo land. As far as I'm concerned, if you're rich, you've got a big bank balance, you know, a bank lawyer, you are home and dry. It happens so many times. A bloke, like that bloke, the ambulance driver.
Yes.
And when he wrote off, he got a snotty letter saying, you know, you knew you was doing wrong, blah, blah, blah. I tell you what, if that had been a footballer, he'd have got a bank lawyer on it and said, well, I was running away from the...
From the press,
and I do good work, I go and visit the charities,
yeah.
And home and dry. It happens time and time and time again.
One has to ask the question, and I mean, we can all make our own moral judgments about that caller after 9 o'clock, who we called John, for the sake of argument. A first responder, on his way to a woman having a heart attack, he was then informed, whilst on his journey, that it was actually a cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
He then did 37 and a 30, and basically his lawyer said, don't bother to contest it, because it's not worth it. But he feels that he didn't get his day in court, because he thinks a judge may have actually let him off. He already had 3 points on his licence.
Yeah.
And if he loses his licence, he will no longer be a first responder.
That's quite right.
And is that morally right? And a lot of you are ringing in saying, no, it's not.
It's not morally right. It's bent. It's crooked. There aren't words to describe that attitude. But the general public, we do not have the financial ability to put our point.
Yeah, okay, Bill, very good point too, and you made it well. Thank you for your call, 0845 30 39 61.